Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
He was a novelist, a spy, a playwright, a doctor. He was married and had male lovers. He was the victim of betrayal. Somerset Maugham was one of the most celebrated and prolific writers of the 20th century. He changed the way the novel was written, taking on taboo subjects like adultery, sexual jealousy, skewering British literary society, breathing new life into the spy story. And film directors loved to bring his work to the big screen.
I thought you were incapable of loving anybody. It seems horrible to think that you were willing to sacrifice everything for that man.
I'm awfully sorry, Philip. I shall never forget you wanted to marry me.
The 1936 film Of Human Bondage, starring Bette Davis and Leslie Howard. By the time Somerset Maugham died in 1965 at the age of 91, he'd written 20 novels, 24 plays, a dozen collections of short stories, and hundreds of essays, articles, travel books, commentaries, and memoirs. All of this and much more is explored in a new documentary, Revealing Mr. Maugham. It's from director Michael House. It'll be screened today at the San Francisco Gay Film Festival. And Michael joins us from a studio at Radio France in Paris. Michael, bonjour.
Bonjour.
and just you know, we're talking to you to kick off a series of conversations about reading the classics, which we're determined to do this summer. You be our guide to Somerset Maugham. Troubled childhood. Just tell us a little bit about who he was.
He was born to a British family here in Paris. He had a French nanny. He spoke French way before he spoke English. He had an ideal childhood. And it all came to an end when he was about 8. His mother died of tuberculosis, and not long after his father died. And he was an orphan, and he was sent to live with an uncle in England.
It becomes Dickensian. I mean, the uncle is cruel. Mom has a stammer. As we learn later in life, he is bisexual at the very least. And
homosexual, I think, is better.
Probably, yeah. I mean, he had a marriage, but he just becomes tortured.
What's interesting, I think, about him is he took all that and did something fascinating with it. He became a writer, and his empathy, I think, is very powerful in his work, and I think that all comes from the fact that he was an outsider in many ways.
Well, before he even became a writer, he was a doctor. He also, you know, later became a spy. So a lot of what he did was observing other people.
Yes, I think, you know, when I made this documentary film about him, one of the things that I knew nothing about was the affliction of stammering. It became very apparent to me that if you suffer from a stammer, obviously you're not going to be a big talker, and you become very much an observer, and you accumulate huge amounts of information, which those of us who can't stop talking miss out on.
Well, and here's a quote from him. He said, as a doctor, I saw how men died. I saw how they bore pain. Tremendous empathy. So how do we see all of this in, let's say, Of Human Bondage? He wrote it in 1915. You know, we heard a little bit of the clip. It's the story of a young man's perverse almost enslavement to the woman he loved. And the lead character, Philip Carey, is a medical student. He has a club foot, not a stammer, but a club foot. So how are we seeing Somerset Maugham play out in Of Human Bondage?
Well, Of Human Bondage is an epic book, and it covers a young man's development, self-discovery, I think is probably the best way to put it. He studies as a medical student like Maugham. He lives in Paris and studies art. And I think that only a person who had some mature perspective like Maugham had when he wrote that book in 1915, he actually corrected the proofs in the trenches of World War I when he was a medic, and he had a very broad perspective of the life experience. The relationships, the love relationships in it are, you know, it's debated. Nobody knows if they were men or women, or if he talked about women, but he was really talking about a man that he was in love with. It's all kind of up in the air.
Well, we mentioned Somerset Maugham was married, but he also had the love of his life was an American named Gerald Haxton. They had a 30-year relationship, very open. They traveled together. Haxton became literally his voice. You know, he would be the one who would speak with people and then bring back, you know, information about those people to Maugham, and it would become, you know, fodder for a book. They traveled to Tahiti. They met the son of painter Paul Gauguin. Tell us about the work that came from the relationship that Somerset Maugham had with Gerald Haxton.
Gerald Haxton was the opposite of Somerset Maugham as far as socially speaking. He was a hard-drinking, very promiscuous troublemaker. But Maugham absolutely adored him, and they got along wonderfully together. And Haxton, in many ways, could be the opposite of Maugham and could go out and not just introduce him to the lowlifes in the bars of, Singapore or wherever they happen to be traveling, but he also helped Maugham empathize with the diversity of what people can go through in life. And Haxton enabled Maugham to penetrate people's lives in ways that he could have never done without Haxton. And so I think that without Gerald Haxton, a lot of the stories, especially the travel pieces, would have never happened. I don't think that Somerset Maugham would have been able to go out and meet these people and compose stories about their lives. Stories like Rain, his most famous short story, Sadie Thompson, is about a prostitute, which I am quite certain is completely thanks to Gerald Haxton that Maugham even would run into a person like that.
Well, you know, this idea of living on the edge, I mean, just if we could comment on one other work, The Razor's Edge, which was published in 1944. Americans, a protagonist who's a disillusioned veteran of World War I, abandons his friends, travels to India seeking enlightenment. There was a film starring Bill Murray, I think.
In 1984,
right,
Bill Murray.
Right.
That's right.
Where did this come from?
One of the things that I've always found very interesting about Somerset Maugham is he was always interested in Buddhism and Hinduism, and he spent a lot of time reading the Upanishads and all these kind of classics of Eastern religion. And he traveled there in the 1930s and met with different gurus and absorbed India, and it affected him in a way that he could use in a novel about a person who's from the West, an American, who challenges the system and wants to do something more with their life than just become a stockbroker. And it's a fantastic book. It's the book that it got me interested in Somerset Maugham.
Well, that's a good place to start, maybe, if you're going to read him. We have to come to the end of his story. It was a sad ending.
It was. I think that Somerset Maugham is extremely misunderstood. If people know anything about him, they may have heard that in the last years of his life he was a mean, cruel man to his family. It's not really what happened. What really happened was he was manipulated by his caregiver, a man named Alan Serrell, who was took advantage of Maugham being senile and manipulated him not only into leaving all of his money to Serrell, but he manipulated Maugham into writing his final work, which was called Looking Back, and it was about Maugham's dead wife. And it was just a brutal kind of expose on, well, Maugham being an old cranky man, and it took everything from Maugham.
And by the way, we should say this was after Gerald Haxton had died, and this was, you know, it created vicious fights in the family because he had a daughter. Terrible ending.
Terrible ending, and really unfair. Maugham probably lived about 10 years too long, and he was very senile, very much out of control, but an icon and a multi-millionaire, and all the problems that go along with that fell on his shoulders.
Well, despite that, you know, there are people who say if you want to understand life, read Of Human Bondage. Pico Iyer says if you want to address the major questions of life, read The Summing Up. Let's say someone's going to embark on one of these books this summer. Mm-hmm. What would you say?
Certainly The Razor's Edge. Like with most Maugham books, you become friends with Somerset Maugham, or at least his narrator, and then you'll be compelled to read his other books.
Our reading for the summer from Michael House, his new film, Revealing Mr. Maugham. Michael, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And we'll have links to Rain and Of Human Bondage at hereandnow.org and to Tanglewood as well, summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. They're celebrating their 75th anniversary by offering 75 free downloads, one a day, of archive performances. Today's is Aram Khachaturian's Violin Concerto in D Minor, recorded on August 1st, 1954. What a treat. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.